play, being confident, knowing what I needed to do, knowing my assignments. And like I said before, just lining up, beating the guy in front of you is kind of is all old-fashioned.
I was just going to say, with limited practice time, is that one of those deals where, hey, the football instincts just have to take over? I mean, if you know what gap you're going to or you know which guy you've got to cover, I mean, it just really becomes football instincts.
Yeah, I mean, there may be some little small tweaks here and there that I've had to kind of pick up on the fly, but, I mean, the coaches, they really, you know, work tremendously well with me and put in the extra time that we needed. And everybody here is open arms and accepting me.
Did you have any extra advantage going against those guys? And did you tell anybody else in the defense, hey, watch out for this? Or I mean, because that could be a little bit of that.
You give a few tips to guys individually, practicing against Damian Woody every day and Nick Mango. I kind of, you know, knew some of their mannerisms and what may be their weaknesses. So I took that into consideration and kept it, you know, as a positive help for this team to get a win. Any little thing helps. You know, I mean, we do team scouts, self-scouts against guys all the time, and if you know a tip on a guy, you definitely want to pass it on to the teammates.
Those guys went into it second in the NFL in rushing. I mean, two-headed monster with LaDainian and Sean Green. I mean, when you step back and you realize, okay, they did get some yards, but you kept them out of the end zone, pitched a shutout. That's saying something about what this defense can do.
Yeah, this is it's a very, very savvy defense. I mean, I'm new here, and I was always kind of – I like to pay attention to – a lot of teams around the league and kind of keep up with other, you know, other teams and see what they're doing. And I always knew that this was a good defense, knowing Coach Capers and how his approach is with everything. And, I mean, just to be a part of it, I'm happy.
Thanks for talking.
Were you able to see formations coming and just kind of know where that ball was going?
I pay attention to some formations, but I really just – you can read a guy's stance and it'll kind of dictate to – where a play may be going, if it's a run playoff, you know, if he's light in his stance, it may be pass. Those things, it's old school football, just old stuff that you may have a little instincts on.
Find yourself getting caught up in the terminology at all, or just play football?
The terminology is pretty easy. I really had to put in some extra time on the plane and in my hotel room and kind of getting those things down pat, but just knowing what I needed to do, and if I ran into a problem, my fellow D linemen, they helped me out a lot. I mean, you know, hey, you got to get here or get there, and, you know, and that's how we went along with this game. And just to get a win, it's big in the NFL. It's a big win for this organization and this team.
Thank you.
Basically on instincts. I had a stunt on and I came free, and I know, you know, from just playing football for 9 years now and even back to high school and college, if you come free, you have to just, you know, coach would tell you just stop, slow down and see what's going on, and it just so happened. LT was running to me with the ball, and I could see Katrico coming, you know, on a reverse pass. So I guess it kind of was like either he can pitch it or keep it, if it's, you know, kind of like a read play for them. So it worked out well. We ended up getting them tackled for, 5-6 yard loss. And like I said, it was a big play for us.
Thank you.